gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioner's Court meeting for March 23rd, 2009. We will begin this meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, Your Honor, and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Domain. Will you stand, please?
Please bow your heads and pray with me today. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the precious life you have bestowed upon us, allowing us, your children, the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Thank you for this great nation, America, one nation under God, where we can speak freely, worship freely, and actively participate in a government for the people, by the people. I ask that you lead and guide this governing body today, that we have the wisdom to make the right decisions for the right reasons. These things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. If I may have the discretion, if there's no objection, I would like to go over to county commissioners. Item A, because we have a very exciting week coming up and it's not going to rain Thursday. We are to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for the annual YMBL South Texas State Fair Day. Begins March the 26th and ends April the 5th, 2009. All in favor of approving that proclamation, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, say no. The ayes have it. It is unanimous. Okay,
second.
So second and so move, and it's voted for. Commissioner Arnold, will you read that proclamation, please?
Judge, court, I'd be honored to do so. Henry and Donnie, y'all wanna, who's speaking today on y'all's behalf? Y'all wanna come up to the podium? And Donnie is the Warner's chairman of the 2009 State Fair, and Henry Gauss is the YMBL president for 2009. Welcome. And all the other members of here present today. The proclamation issued today by Jefferson County reads, whereas the annual YMBL South Texas Fair is slated for March 26th through April 5th, 2009 in Ford Park Arena, and whereas revenue from the fair is used by YMBL to help fund various charitable groups, and whereas this is a once-a-year opportunity for Southeast Texas to enjoy world-class fun and entertainment fit for the entire family. And whereas the fair is one of only two projects that actually bring in revenue for the YMBL to grow their ability to serve our area's various charitable groups. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, hereby proclaims the days of March 26th through April the 5th, 2009, as YMBL South Texas State Fair Days, and we urge all citizens to attend and partake of the fun.
Thank you, Commissioners. It is quite an honor to be a part of this organization that brings this event to our citizens of Southeast Texas, and I appreciate the proclamation and the support that the court gives our organization, especially you, Commissioner Alford. It's very cool that you've been able to do and have done for the facility over the last few weeks. Well, it's been a long, long time since the fair was put on. Unfortunately, we also were a victim of Hurricane Ike, and I think our citizens and residents are ready to have a good time. What a great time it will be for the next few days at the South Texas State Fair at Ford Park. We're very honored.
Thank you, sir.
Donnie, I'd like to say that I just want to personally tell you how much I think I can speak on behalf of a lot of the community. What we appreciate, all the different things that the YMBL does. There's a lot of charitable nonprofit organizations in this community, in this area, that benefit directly from the success of the fair and other events, plus a lot of other activities that y'all do for in-kind volunteer assistance. And I just want to say that from my position, I appreciate all that you do, and I thank you and the team for everything that they do in helping this community. Without you, it would be a huge void in Southeast Texas in that regard. So I want to salute you and the YMBL for everything that you do, and appreciate again y'all's volunteer efforts.
Donnie, I want to also echo that, because you know sometimes people overlook the good things in a community and the good things that happen. And you guys put quite a bit of dollars in the total community of Southeast Texas. I think something like $10 million in the last, $2 million in the last 10 years. So that's a lot of money, and we want to make sure that the public come out and support this, because it's a worthy cause, and to, of course, it will benefit you. And like you said, 2-for-1 this time.
Yes, sir.
This is our president, Henry Gauss.
I won't take the signs personally.
We actually sized these shirts by using
Thank you.
Myself as models.
We had one of our members, Mr. Dean Clayton, did that logo on the front of it. So we got the talented folks.
Thank you, sir.
We hope so.
Who did y'all use to model me? One of those fears out there.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
No, that's my wife will like it. As a coach. As a coach, I've always associated the tournament y'all put on. So it's three things really that I remember: the rodeo. As a teacher, the special ed kids got to go to rodeo. So technically, I had three memories of what YMBL means to Southeast Texas, and I appreciate that. That basketball game for a dollar, I think that's a little cheap. And then some people want to get in free, so I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Wow.
So that's three things.
And also, speaking of the special kid rodeo, that will again occur next Thursday, named after the Eagle of Michigan, who initially formed this idea. So we'll be putting that on the community there. Thank you, sir.
Thank y'all. Thank you very much, and we're looking forward to the fair. Okay, back under purchasing. Thank you. Item A, approve specs for IFB on a term contract for armored car service for Jefferson County. Item B, approve specs for IFB on a term contract for legal notices for Jefferson County. Item C, approve specs for IFB on Southeast Texas Regional Airport hot mix asphalt overlay, and that's for the parking lot. Item D, award RFP for record archives restoration and preservation for the Jefferson County to Joseph J. Marotti Company. Item E, execute, receive, and file the contract for the record archives restoration. Item F, execute, receive, and file renewal of the contract IFB or term contract for the Odelta sites for Jefferson County Mosquito Control District with Clark Mosquito Control for a period from March 26th, 09 to March 25th, 2010. Item G, receive and file job order contract with Centerline Construction Service to replace sub courthouse roofing due to Hurricane Ike in the amount of $105,644.79. This is in accordance with the interlocal agreement with Harris County Department of Education. Item H, receive and file change order number one to JOC with Weatherproofing Technologies for the repair of light fixtures at the livestock barn at Ford Arena due to Ike damage for an additional 16 ballast at a cost of $385 each. This increase in amount of $5,967 brings the total contract to $22,337.90. Item I, consider and possibly approve PROF with Gillespie and Johnson Consulting Engineer Professional Engineer Design Service for the Minnie Rogers Juvenile Center security system upgrade for the maximum lump sum professional fee of $8,400. Item J, consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by the government code, local government code, to Horn Auction. The auction is scheduled for Saturday, April 4 at 9 o'clock a.m. Is there a motion on these items?
So moved.
Have a motion, a second?
Second.
Second. Discussion? Ma'am? I'm sorry? D and E? Oh. Okay. 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 Is the motion and a second also include the?
Yes, sir, it does.
Correction.
Good.
All right. Anything else on purchasing? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Commissioners, item B, consider, like to take this separate too, if you don't mind, consider authorizing the county judge to enter a burn ban order or to rescind an existing burn ban order in light of existing conditions regarding the danger of wildfires, occurrences, and drought indices. Mr. Jackson, do you have some comments about that?
Yes, Judge. Friday, I checked the fire danger.
We can't record you over there.
I made the motion, Mike.
Friday and again this morning, Judge, I checked the Texas Forest Service fire danger map. Friday, we're in low danger, and today we're at a moderate. Mr. Fountain, check with our volunteer fire departments, and they are not requesting a burn ban again.
Hey. Ask the court, do we need to take action or just leave the recension of that burn ban as is? All in favor of doing so, or is there a motion to do that? Sorry, Commissioner.
I think we can just hold it. We're fine because we don't have a burn ban in place.
No, we don't. Okay. I'm happy.
Table it.
Item C, receive and file executed amendment contract of Office of Rural Community Affairs, grant number 723419. Item D, consider and possibly authorize the county judge to enter an order directing the county clerk to assess additional court costs and reasonable expenses allowed by the Texas Mental Health Code for mental health proceedings for out-of-county patients. These additional costs would be to now charge $50 for the county judge per section 574.031J, and $50 for the prosecuting attorney per section 574.031K, and $50 for the master's fee per section 571.017. Item E, consider and possibly approve revision of the Jefferson County Flood Damage Prevention Order entered on March 9, 2009. Item F, execute, receive, and file revised Jefferson County Flood Damage Prevention Order. Item G, receive and file consent to assignment of lease between Jefferson County and HF Aircraft LLC. The lease is assigned to William F. Scott, 1991 Trust. Item H, consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendation. And item I, consider and possibly approve economic incentives agreement with Denbury Green Pipeline for sale and use tax related to the pipeline project in Jefferson County.
So moved.
Have a motion?
I'll second. We'll have a couple of questions, Judge.
All right. We have a motion, second, discussion.
First question, I guess I'll address to either Mr. Rugg or Patrick. I think Jeff is out of pocket, but this agreement with Denbury Pipeline was going to be, I guess, researched to make sure we weren't setting a precedent or something along those lines, that this would be one unique individual transaction and all others proposed to the court would be also on an individualized basis. Could y'all address concerns we may have had?
All of your tax incentive agreements, Commissioner, are necessarily unique and depend upon the given circumstances of any particular applicant for an incentive agreement. So the answer is no. It doesn't set a binding precedent for any future action the court may wish to take or not take with respect to future applicants for economic incentives.
And I think, Patrick, you were going to do some.
Yeah, I have just one change. I guess when we left the workshop, we talked about a three-year program on this, three-year deal for construction. They came back, asked, requesting for a five-year just to make sure everything. So we have adjusted our contract to five-year. I don't think that makes that big of a difference. We removed all the language that had any kind of renewal terms, and they agreed to that. So
I have one question. You know, all incentives that we do, and I've said this back when we started the abatements and all incentives should carry a clause in there that mean local and minority participation. I did not see that in here, and I have a concern with that. Every incentive we give should have those terms and that particular language in there.
And I think this one, Commissioner, you're looking at just the materials. That's what they're looking to get the incentive on, is the pipe.
The pipe. Purchase it, right?
Yeah, and they're not going to purchase it in this county, because if they were going to purchase it in this county, we wouldn't do this agreement.
That's right.
They're going to purchase out of county and not pay the tax to that county and spread it to the other counties where they're laying the pipe.
Okay. Anything further under county commissioners? All in favor of those items, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. County auditor. Item A, consider and approve budget transfer for MIS for additional extra help in the amount of $8,000. Item B, consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional cost, $2,000. Item C, payment of regular county bills, check number 313603 through check number 313930. Is there a motion on those?
I think it's been $4,000
on that first one. On
that what? You got $2,000 and $2,000 and $4,000.
Oh, God, okay. Four.
So moved with the changes.
Got a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County clerk, execute, item A, execute, receive, and file interlocal agreement with Starr County for trade of HAVA complaint voting equipment pursuant to the local government code, chapter 791. Is there a motion on that? Is there a second?
I'll second.
Is there a discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County engineer, item A, request approval to release retainage to Jamail Smith Construction for repair to the morgue carport due to Ike damage in the amount of $269.17. Item B, request approval to release retainage to Jamail Construction for repairs to the entrance sign at the Southeast Texas Regional Airport due to Ike damage in the amount of $626.72. Item C, request approval to release retainage to Jamail Smith Construction for the repairs to the Minnie Rogers Justice Center due to Ike in the amount of $287.60. Is there a motion on these three items? Have a motion, second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Juvenile Probation Department, item A, receive and file Jefferson County Juvenile Board inspection certification of the juvenile detention facility in accordance with Title III, Texas Family Code, Section 51.12C. Is there a motion on that?
Okay.
Have a motion?
Second.
Second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
If no one has anything further.
Judge, I want to bring one thing up, and that it's dealing with the census, 2010 census. I received from Mr. Fred Jackson some time ago a memo, and I received from Allison Bass and Associates. I think we might need to start looking at that, and I don't know what the plan is, but I think we probably need to begin our movement on that.
Let me give you a little up speed on it, and time is getting crucial. Laws require each county judge to designate a chairperson to head up what is called a complete count committee. I have asked, and she has graciously accepted the duties, and I tell you right now, it's going to be a job, and she's aware of that. But Ms. Beverly Hatcher has agreed to head this up. We are now in the process of trying to obtain committee members. Ms. Hatcher and myself will act as liaisons between the committee and the complete count committee and the Office of Census. As I know all of you are aware, our United States Constitution, I think Article 1, Section 2, requires that a enumeration of this country's population be made every 10 years. And next year is that 10th year. It is so essential to have everyone on board, especially our educational institutions, our businesses, our faith-based groups, to try and get as complete a count as we can get. It is estimated that for every person we miss, it costs our community approximately $2,500 over the 10-year period. You miss 100, that's quite a bit of money. You miss 1,000, it's getting bigger. You miss 5,000. We're also going to be calling upon each area, the Hispanic community, the Vietnamese community, African American community, the white community, to get on board with this. You cannot believe the significance of what this means, and I hate to put it like this, but from a money perspective to this area. And our desire and our efforts will be directed toward getting a full count. If you know anyone, commissioners, that you believe has that orientation, who has been involved in community efforts, who would agree to assist us, that would be so, so appreciated. But we are off and running, and we're going to get busier every day. Something very important. This census will employ literally hundreds of thousands of people on a part-time basis to work this census. And that is certainly a boom, I think, to the nation's economy. According to history, the United States of America has been conducting this census since 1790. It says we're the only country in the world that pursues an account and enumeration of our population. Ironically, this morning, I was reading in Luke, I believe it's chapter 3, and in about 1 BC, Caesar Augustus ordered what I suppose was the first census of the entire Roman Empire. So, I don't guess we were the first country to start it. I just found that just novel that I ran across that. But we need your help. We especially need the help of the media. Before very long, we're going to ask for a press conference. And I know of no greater source that can emphasize the importance of this upcoming event, as can the media. So we certainly covet their support. And that's about all I know about it. Okay? Thank you. Yes, sir. Anything else? Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second? Approved?